perfection? Does it even really exist? I think we can all agree that perfection is an unrealistic expectation, especially in this modern day and age. And I think especially us in the celiac and gluten-free community, I mean, come on, talking between you and me, perfection, there is no such thing. Oftentimes we've been through huge health journeys and we haven't had answers and we've had to push for a diagnosis or we've had to change our diet just out of desperation. And once we transition to the gluten-free diet, that's another journey in and of itself. And we all know that is not perfect either. Often we get sick, we're cross-contaminated, something happens along the way. And perfection, it just shouldn't even be part of the conversation, to be honest. But it will be part of this conversation because that's what's on today's episode of A Gluten-Free Podcast. Hey, welcome to A Gluten-Free Podcast, the show where we'll be exploring all things gluten-free. I'm your host, Ben. Whether you have celiac disease like me, you're gluten-free for other reasons, or you just want to learn more about the gluten-free diet, then this podcast is for you. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to A Gluten-Free Podcast. This is a weekly show where I talk to people all over the world about some really helpful and inspiring things that they're doing in the gluten-free community, while also sharing my own story of living with celiac disease and being a gluten-free dad here in Australia. And speaking of which, I am just sitting down here. The sun is starting to go down a little bit. It's getting a lot cooler outside. It's actually getting freezing the past couple of days. The weather has dropped here in the Southern Highlands and we're coming into autumn and it's a lovely time of year. And I actually like the temperature drop, but probably not so much as it's dropped just recently. It's been very chilly mornings. We've actually had to pop the heater on. It's been that cold. But that's the Southern Highlands for you. But I wouldn't have it any other way because it's just such a beautiful area that we actually get to call home to live on this amazing land. But this is, was, and always will be Gundungurra country. And the Gundungurra people are the true custodians of this land. I would like to take some time to pay my respect to their elders, past and present, and acknowledge the stories, traditions, and living cultures of all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Also, I am not a health professional. I do speak to a lot of health professionals on this show, and you'll be hearing a lot of chats, actually, over the next coming months from some great health professionals who are going to be sharing things around celiac disease research and all things around celiac disease and the gluten-free diet. But I am not a health professional myself. So anytime you hear anything spoken by myself specifically today, or my guests in general, please always remember to seek out your own personal medical advice before it comes to making any changes to your overall health or your diet, because what works for me and my guests on this show may not work for you at all. So please always remember to do that. Okay, so let's get into today's episode. So today's episode is a gluten-free thoughts episode. So if this is your first time listening to the show, I speak to a whole heap of guests on this show, but I also like to just insert a bit of my own story in here as well and talk about what's going on in my own celiac and gluten-free journey and some thoughts that I have in between the guest episodes. So that's what you're listening to here today. So welcome. Guys, I wanted to talk about something that a few guests have actually spoken about just recently. And most recently, just last week, we had Alex Stewart on, who is the founder of Low Tox Life. And she was talking about changes we can make in our lives to sort of go a little bit more low tox. So, and in the home, our bodies and our mind. And it was a super interesting episode. And Alex is gluten-free herself. She went gluten-free after a really horrible bunch of health issues that led to some tonsillitis. And she found that removing gluten from her diet was really beneficial for her. And just a reminder, everybody, please don't remove gluten from your diet if you haven't been tested for celiac disease. Alex was tested for celiac disease and it turned out she had non-celiac gluten sensitivity. But please always remember to always stay on gluten. And Celiac Australia actually have the guidelines of that on their website. And you can head there and just know how much gluten you should be having in your diet before you get that blood test for celiac disease. And also if you're going forward for the endoscopy as well, the gastroscopy, which takes a little sample of your small bowel and officially diagnoses you with celiac disease. So please don't go gluten-free like I did and have to go back on a gluten challenge and then have a whole bunch of horrible health symptoms because of that. It's actually much easier to stay on gluten, as crazy as that sounds, leading up to the testing for that. So you know definitely that you have celiac disease or not. But something that Alex was talking about, and something that Tan Truong, that we had on a couple of weeks ago as my last guest, he was talking about this too. And it's this idea of perfection. And Alex, I think, just hit the nail on the head when she said, perfection just sucks as a goal. And I think everybody kind of knows that now as well. And we see, you know, all this perfect stuff and all, you know, the filtered, you know, Photoshopped crap out there these days that people are putting on their Instagram reels and putting out on social media and in advertising. And we've always been surrounded by this stuff, but it's just extremely amplified by social media these days. And we see all these, you know, in quotation marks, perfect lives of these people going about, you know, doing all this stuff and everything's great and they've got an awesome family and they've, you know, they've got tons of money and they're able to travel overseas and their bodies are amazing because they work out like, you know, 10 hours a day and they drink just green juices and they're like, just, you know, nothing can touch them. And it is absolute crap. And I think just to know that those people's lives, they're just putting out the best of what's going on in their lives. I swear their kids are probably shouting at them to get off their phone. They probably have a bunch of health issues going on that they won't speak about publicly. They may be having money issues. There may be problems at work. They may be having personal issues. There would be something going on behind the scenes. And I think this idea of perfection is just a horrible, horrible goal to have in mind because nothing is perfect. And I know, I'm absolutely 100% certain that we all know this. You know this listening to this right now. Being gluten-free and having celiac disease, it's not a perfect situation. And, you know, things happen along our way. Like I was saying in the intro, you know, we may get gluten. We've all been on really hard, you know, health journeys as well, seeking medical advice from various health professionals and not getting an answer and then, you know, trying to get an answer and eventually getting a diagnosis and really having to push and advocate for yourself and just being exhausted by that. And then transitioning to the gluten-free diet, not knowing what the hell you're supposed to be doing. And fair enough, because there isn't much information out there about celiac and the gluten-free diet. There really isn't. Living with celiac disease and being gluten-free, it's never going to be perfect. There's always going to be mistakes made along the way. But reducing those amount of mistakes where we can and living our best lives, our best gluten-free lives, the best we possibly can, is all we can do. And I think shooting for that rather than perfection is a way better goal. Because I think Alex really just highlighted that, you know, some actionable steps that we can take to reduce toxins in our lives is great. And if we can, you know, start to do one thing, just one thing in our lives to help reduce that, help reduce exposure to toxins, then that's awesome. And whether that is in part of like the home, the body, the mind, even if you just start with one thing, that will amplify. And I'm sure that you'll feel better doing that. But you may not, you know, you may look at reducing some toxins in your lives and think, you know, this really isn't working for me. And that just may be your own personal journey. And I think it's so important to highlight that you want to help yourself as much as possible. But what works for one person may not work for another. And we've highlighted that so many times on this show that you have a unique body and a unique life as well, a unique setup. And what works for one person may not work for you. So, and that's fine. But, you know, these tools are out there. And Alex is putting that information out there for the world because she's been on this incredible health journey. And she's wanted to share this with the world. And we've been implementing a few of her tips, actually, just recently. I just went out and bought a hygrometer, I think you call it, from online, like she suggested, because it was like $20. And we've just been looking at sort of, you know, dampness in the house. It's the Southern Highlands. And we've had an unseasonably humid time just coming out of the summer that we had. and I've been looking into water filtration systems. To be honest, it's a huge expense and we won't be able to afford that at the moment. And that's okay. You know, like, so we're just fitting things in within our own family, within our own budget, and just doing things, you know, when we can, and looking at what is like the most immediate thing that we should be paying attention to. And I think that that's something to just take home from this episode in general. You know, one thing in your own gluten-free life that needs the most attention right now. And I think we all know what needs to be done, but a lot of the times we just put it off, don't we? And or like we make ourselves busy so we don't have to do that one thing. But we know that one thing that needs to happen. But often we just, you know, procrastinate and we fill our time with other stuff and we don't get that one thing done. We'll be right back after this short break. Question, gluten-free fam. Do you wish there were regular opportunities to meet up with others in the gluten-free community at venues and with businesses who actually look after us gluten-free folk? Me too. And that's why I've started a gluten-free evening. A gluten-free evening is all about connecting with others who are gluten-free, learning from the owners of venues and businesses who are making safe gluten-free food for us, and you'll also walk away with a gluten-free goodie bag full of products, samples, and discounts from your favorite gluten-free brands. We sold out our first two events, and the next one is already locked in. Make sure you're following our Instagram, which is in the show notes, to find out where the next one is. See you there, gluten-free fam. We now have a Facebook group for the show. Search A Gluten-Free Podcast in groups and it'll pop right up. Come and join the conversation with other listeners where we're sharing ideas about current and future episodes and just have a chat about general gluten-free life. See you on there. All right, back to the podcast. I do this all the time. I 100% do this. I fill my day or, you know, the next couple of hours with things that will distract me from that one thing that I need to do, that I know I need to do, that will make the day or the next few hours or the next week or the next month a lot easier. If I get that thing just out of the way, just do it. But oftentimes we don't, do we? But that's what it's about. It's about just taking those actions and those steps that we know we need to take. And it may not be everything all at once. You know, we can't change our lives in, you know, just one step, but that one step may help the whole picture. And I know this recently, you know, everything can just feel like so overwhelming and it can feel like everything is just crumbling. And, you know, you see all this stuff on social media of these people doing things and it seems like their lives are just rolling along. But we really do have to remember, you know, that that is a toxic way of thinking that, you know, everybody else's lives are perfect, because everybody has got crap going on in their own lives. And I think, you know, aiming for perfection is just silly. And Tan Trurong said such a beautiful thing as well in the episode we did together. The Fruit Nerd, he was so cool and such a great guy to chat to. If you want to learn more about fruit and veg, please go back and listen to that episode. It was so fun chatting to him. But he was saying, you know, a lot of people out there aren't even eating fruit or veg. You know, they're just eating mostly processed or ultra processed foods. And that's a scary thought. So literally in their lives, just adding in like one piece of fruit or veg a day would be a huge step. And that may seem crazy to yourself, or you may be in that boat at the moment where it's like, do you know what? I can't remember the last time I ate a piece of fruit or veg. It's been a little while. I've just been eating a lot of, you know, processed or ultra processed food. And of course, that's not going to be great for our bodies. But at the same time, to look at that and, you know, see people on social media making these beautiful meals and prepping everything and getting everything organic. And it's just, you know, that's just BS. So don't worry about that. Just worry about, you know, what you can do in your own life at the moment. If there's one small step that you can take, it's like just even getting up a little bit earlier, you know, getting up when the alarm goes off. Like that's a huge step in itself. I know I've been sleeping in recently and that's one thing I need to, you know, work on myself. But, you know, we slip into these patterns and but then we're surrounded by, you know, things that look perfect when they actually aren't. And we just need to be mindful of that. And I think that that's something that all of my guests have been chatting about recently, just really small, actionable steps that we can take. And we know what they are, don't we? We always know what they are. Just cutting out more alcohol, or, you know, buying less processed food, or, you know, going to the gym, or getting some exercise in, or getting out in the sun, or, you know, catching up with friends that we haven't seen for a while. All that stuff is going to help, and, you know, help us stay happy and healthier and live longer lives, really, isn't it? And it's going to be helping our gut microbiome if we have celiac disease and we're gluten-free. But we know all this stuff, but it's just taking that one step. And I just don't want you to be stressed out like I have been recently, looking at everything all the time and thinking, I need to do this and this and this and this and this and this. And the list just goes on. It's just like, just pick one thing for this day or this week or even this month if it's so full on. Just making that one step will improve things so much. And that's something that, you know, Alex Stewart has been talking about with the low tox methods, just picking that one thing and sticking to it and just seeing how things go. And if you make an improvement, awesome. If it doesn't work for you, no worries. Just at least you tried it. And that's what Tan Truong was talking about as well. You know, talking about fruit and veg experiences. Everybody has this misconception when they walk into a fruit and veg store that everything should be perfect and they should be able to get the perfect apple and the perfect bananas and the perfect potato. And oftentimes, as he was saying, the more imperfect stuff actually may taste way better because it may be, you know, less tampered with, and maybe, you know, less has happened to it in the process from going from the actual farm to the store. It may be a healthier option. Who knows? But, you know, looking for the perfect fruit or veg, that's an unrealistic expectation as well. And it's just something to keep in mind that actually extends into all parts of our lives. It can be relevant to all parts of our gluten-free lives. So look, guys, that's all I want to leave you with today. I know it was a bit of a shorter one today, but perfection. I think we're surrounded by it all the time. And especially when we're in the celiac and gluten-free community, it's just so hard to look at everybody, you know, online, putting out all the stuff that's going well. But always remember, there's stuff going bad for them too. And we just always need to keep that, you know, in the back of our minds when we see those sort of things. I definitely don't have a perfect life. I've got stuff going on as well. And, I try to share, you know, as much of the good and bad as I can on social media. But social media is a beast in itself. And, there's good and bads to that. And it's definitely not a perfect place. But look, I just really wanted to share that with you because it's been something that's been sitting on my mind, something that my guests have been talking about recently. And it's just something that we really need to be mindful of. So guys, thank you so much for listening to this show and sharing it around. I cannot believe I've just looked at the stats. I try not to look at the stats as much as possible because I like to just show up and do this show and just continue to do it. It's something that I just love doing. But we just passed 60,000 downloads for this podcast, which is just phenomenal. I didn't even think that I would get to 5 or 10 episodes with this show. Honestly, I thought I was an absolute wreck interviewing people. I hopefully have gotten a little bit better. I feel like, you know, these solo episodes, I feel like I tie things together okay. I feel like I'm getting better at them. But you know, I just never thought that we would reach that amount of numbers. 60,000 downloads. It just blows my mind. So thank you so much for the support on there. And thank you so much for the support on our Instagram as well. We just passed 6,000 followers on there too, which is just mind-blowing. And a bit weird too that we've had 6,000 followers and then we just passed 60,000 downloads on this show. And thank you all so much for coming around and supporting A Gluten-Free Evening. We just had our second sold-out event at Little Piggy in Camden after the first launch there at Little Piggy in Mittagong. And it's just been so cool to see you all come together, to share stories, to just, you know, get together, eat some great gluten-free food, and just meet others and make gluten-free friends. It's been absolutely amazing. And thank you to all the brands as well that have donated for the goodie bags as well. It's been so cool to be able to give those away to guests on the night and share this really supportive community with each other. So guys, please keep on sharing the show around. If you share this on Instagram, tag us. Our handle is a.gffamily. We're a gluten-free family on there. And let us know where you're listening to it and how you're listening to it. Please come and join the Facebook group that we have, a gluten-free podcast Facebook group that's growing as well. It's so cool to chat to everybody on there. And a lot of people have been joining that group just recently, which is so cool to see. And just, you know, let's keep on chatting. Let's just keep on talking about this because, you know, nothing is perfect. And to aim for perfection is not a thing. And, you know, we're here to talk about that with each other. And those imperfect times, I think, can really be the making of us too. We can share our experiences. We can share those bad times. And someone else may come out and say, look, actually, I went through something recently myself like this. And, you know, you may share some tips and advice or just share the different stories. And that just adds to not feeling so alone. And I think that that's what's at the heart of everything that I'm trying to do with this podcast, with the Instagram page, with my business now, A Gluten-Free Family, and with the events that we have, the Gluten-Free Evenings. So thank you so much, guys, for your ongoing support. And we will be back here next week for a very cool interview with someone who inspired me to start this show. This show would actually not even be the way it is without this person. She started up her podcast a little while back before I started mine, and I've admired everything that she's done. And it's just so cool to call her a fellow celiac podcaster, because I feel like this is a pretty niche space. So it's so cool that she has just been smashing it on so many levels. And it was so great to finally sit down with her and have a chat and meet her face to face. So you'll be hearing that next week. But until then, look after yourself, look after each other. Remember, there is no such thing as perfection. And I'll see you back here next week, gluten-free fam. Thanks so much for taking the time to join me here on A Gluten-Free Podcast. If you're enjoying it and think someone else would too, please share it with them. Also, I'd really appreciate you giving a rating and review on whatever podcasting platform you're listening on. You can find me on Instagram at a.gffamily or send an email to agluten-freefamily@gmail.com. I'll add all this info in the show notes. Until next time, bye for now.